25 years ago, the words made in Japan were just a running gag in Mad Magazine, like the potted avocado named Arthur and the omnipresent Patrazibi. When I hear made in Japan, I still remember the so-called prizes pulled at age 10 from guess-what boxes, prizes wedged between hard and tasteless paper-wrapped candies, the bane of dentists and the delight of a boy with real contempt for healthy teeth. I hunched in a dark movie house, my mouth full of bland stickiness, my eyes glued to Audie Murphy on the silver screen, removing a Japanese prize, Chinese handcuffs, a fortune-telling fish, a magic trick that never worked. Each of these Japanese delights disintegrated mysteriously within hours of purchase, sometimes even before Audie had cleaned up Dodge City. So now, some 25 years later, a mere blink in the face of eternity and progress, how am I supposed to believe that the words made in Japan are symbols of quality in electronic workmanship and design? Japan was a joke when I was a kid. World War II was a joke. As near as I could tell, at age 10, World War II was won by Bugs and Popeye 3:30 every weekday on my black and white Zenith when they dropped large bombs on Tojo's nose. These myths are strong inside me. They have more meaning ultimately in my life than the promised convenience of an Atari personal computer. I believe that made in Japan means quality, but because of my past, I can't accept it. Every time I see the words made in Japan, I think of Audie Murphy. It's not Japan's fault. After all, they gave us Toshiro Mifune and sushi. No, I'm caught in the clutches of nostalgia, drowning in the waves of nostalgia. The other day, I was flipping the dial on the AM side when a golden oldies format played some bubblegum song by the Archies. I won't disgrace the present airwaves with the name of this song, but suffice it to say, the same trite melody that made me throw my radio out the window years ago now brought me tears of remorse. I remembered everything, where I was when the song was playing, which girlfriend had just given me the old heave-ho. This silly, insipid song put heat in my cheeks and pain in my heart. But then, I wised up. This was leftover pain, not a connoisseur's sorrow. Cupid's dart may hurt like death when you're very young, but the quivers pack a tiny sting today. Nostalgia is to memory what aspirin is to penicillin. It's just an easy sugar-coated pill to swallow, and it doesn't cure old pains. Nostalgia brings symptoms, self-pity without irony, regret without wisdom. Thus nostalgia doth make saps of us all. So watch your hearts, pals and gals. Next time you take a cruise down memory lane, drive carefully, be sure to wear a seatbelt, and don't leave your brains at home. Remember, most of your memories are merely nostalgia, and nostalgia is just a memory that was made in Japan. I gotta go.